What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 and I-135 are both heavy heading on to K-96 East. The backup starts at 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunshine, a south breeze at 5 to 15, and very warm today. 86 is only 3 degrees away from a record high. Increasing clouds, breezy and mild. Overnight low 65. Partly cloudy, windy, lower 80s on Friday. Thunderstorms are likely after 3 p.m. They could be severe. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen during a root canal. Listen on the bus. Listen during your kid's school play. Just don't let them catch you doing it. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream on the free iHeartRadio app.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here with you. Glad to be here with you. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. Golf's great right now out at Crestview. They just punched the greens up. I was just talking to another member. Man, that course is going to look so good by the time the summer gets here. Like, we're close right now, and they have done such a good job. South course especially. The North course has always been beautiful. That South course versus what it looked like 2-3 years ago, man, it looks good. 36 great holes of golf out there. Lots of great simulators. The pool's going to open soon. Great family spot. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you here at Sports Daily. All right, TJ, let's go back to the NFL draft here. So we brought up an interesting way to look at this, and we'll just use Mel Kiper's. He's the godfather of the analyst and all this. We'll just use his latest mock. when you look at where the Chiefs are at 9, I would tell you that I think anything's on the table. Kiper mocks Jordan Tyson. Now, I really like Jordan Tyson. Again, kind of like David Bailey, I am absolutely and fully willing to admit that I tend to have biases toward Big 12 players because we see them play more. So, you know, trying to compare Jordan Tyson to Mekhi Lemon is a hard thing for me to do, right? We saw so much more of Jordan. I love Jordan Tyson. He's awesome. He's injury prone, as, you know, Rick points out. He's an injury prone player. I get it. And that's a lot of risk to take at 9. Is he included? You tell me if this player is a player that you would say, yeah, I'd be fine if they take him. David Bailey. Yes or no? Oh, TJ's microphone is busted. He says yes. Okay, so I'm going to give you the names while I fix that. Arvell Reese, Jeremiah Love won't be in the mix. It doesn't really matter, but you know, we're counting him as a player that's going to move it down. So will Fernando Mendoza. Caleb Downs. Sonny Styles is an interesting one. We haven't talked about at all for the Chiefs that we can get into. Carnell Tate, we've established we would be perfectly happy with the Chiefs getting. So TJ, Sonny Styles would be probably the one I'm not sure about how you feel.
He's a lot of potential, not a lot of as much as the others, but I'd be fine with it. He's a, like, top five talent.
Yeah, he's a linebacker. Is he an edge rusher? Like, is he the level of pass rusher we're talking about? He's a good player. I'd be fringier on Styles.
He's the bottom of the top five.
And Reuben Bain, I would say,
yes.
I loved his attitude. I loved his, you know, his, but I'm a little concerned. Not that he's not going to be great, because he definitely could be, but he feels like a rung under these other guys to me. So it's Styles and Bain. I would say Tyson. I'd still say a yes on Tyson. So for me, it gets to, I believe that makes, I'd be happy with 7 guys there. I would be okay. I'm not going to say I'd be happy, but I would be okay with Delane, the corner out of LSU.
So hold on. Let's answer this question before you keep going. If number 8 picks a flyer, I don't know, and you're at 9 and you have Reuben Bain or Jordan Tyson in front of you,
I think I'd take Tyson.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I think I'd take Tyson. They both have
Tyson
risk.
I think Tyson is my consolation prize because my top 8 aren't there.
I think Bain is probably my consolation prize, and at that point, I think I might rather just take Delane. It feels to me like the measurables on a pass rusher matter as much as any other position. And I know that's where, like, the short arms or whatever these things, and usually I laugh at that stuff. But if there's a position that has a prototype, it feels like it's an edge rusher right now in the NFL. Huh. And as I think about all the great ones across the league right now, they're all really long and bendy, right? So if Bain is more compact, I'm just like, man, I don't know. It's a dumb thing for an amateur person to, like, try to scout a player, which, you know, at this point in my life, that's, I do not dig into this stuff like I used to. Like, I am fully willing to. I think at that point, though, like, that's where a trade really comes into play for me. My hope in this draft is that players like Tate, Bailey, Downs, Reese won't fall that far, but, you know, I hope a group of one of those guys perhaps slips down, or the Chiefs have some opportunity to get one of them, even if it's moving. Like, if Caleb Downs ends up getting there, and the Chiefs don't even really need a safety that bad,
you have to take him.
I'm totally good with taking Caleb Downs. Yeah.
As I'm saying, like, I think that literally, anybody in that top, you know, top nine, but, you know, top seven, even if you want to take out Tyson and Bane, I feel like if any of those guys get to nine, just automatically take them. Like, don't even think about it. Just automatically, if they're there, you take Sonny Styles. I don't care. Sure.
But they would. You're saying seven. And if you include Love and Mendoza, then one of them is going to be there.
Well, okay, I include
at nine, them. Right? Like, that's nine guys.
Well, no, so, okay, I wasn't not including those two, I guess. I'm saying
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if you like seven guys, you're going to get somebody you like.
Okay, then I guess I really, really like five guys, and I really like seven guys.
I'm with you. Actually, I might be four because I'm not convinced on Sonny Styles. I'd need to dig in on that a little bit. He's the one guy I haven't really thought about there.
Well, Mel Kiper has the Dallas Cowboys trading up to take him.
Yeah, because the Dallas Cowboys love linebackers more than, you know, more than winning football games. It's the offensive linemen. There's Mel Kiper has him in a totally different order than a lot of these we see. I don't know. Like, that's where I come back to Tyson. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm like, God, like, receiver's going to be such a big need next year. And I really do like Tyson. If he didn't have an injury tag, Tyson's in, like, he's right there with Tate for me. Like, that's the only thing Tate has on him, in my opinion, that's like for sure is the injury stuff. But I think Tyson's supremely talented. He profiles as a number one guy, like all of that stuff. So he's like, if it's to me where you get into that, like Tyson or Bane, like, you're squinting a little bit on Bane. You're not squinting on Tyson's ability. You're just squinting because he has a little bit of an injury history. But sometimes that provides opportunity that might not be there. Bailey is my dream scenario. Rick says he's not a good fit in Spag's scheme. So I think that also brings up to Bailey specifically, but even more general terms, when you're picking at nine, how much do you care about that kind of thing? Because I'll tell you I don't care at all.
If you've got a guy that is currently mocked at number two, you change the scheme. You know, like, well, like, right, not as much as you feel like you do. But I'm saying, like, Chris Jones is not going to make it that much longer. He's going to retire. Like, the guy, like, it's going to change over time. And maybe that just morphs into something where you have a guy that can eat at that. But, like, if you get that kind of talent, like, you figure it out, basically.
Scheme, whether you're 3-4, 4-3, all that stuff matters, too. But when you're talking about supremely, you know, I don't care either, as Ron White would say, and I'll tell you why. Because you just, like, if you evaluate a player like that, yeah, you just take the player.
Yeah.
You'll figure all that out. How many, you know, do you think the Chiefs looked at Patrick Mahomes and said, exactly, boy, I don't know, man. He moves around and runs around a little bit too much. He's not a pocket passer. It doesn't really fit. Not that that didn't, of course, Andy Reid with Alex Smith and Donovan McNabb had quarterbacks that have done that forever. But you get what I'm saying, Michael Vick. Yeah. But, like, sometimes with a just a high end talent, you just take the player. That's what that's where I think Jeremiah Love becomes this draft's most fascinating player. If Jeremiah Love is, let's say, you could guarantee that he is Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. So now, if you knew that, you know that Jeremiah Love will be Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs, okay? And you can redo, and you're these teams sitting there. You know what he is. You don't have the, you know, and of course this isn't real because we don't know anything, but we do for some reason, you know, a future teller says he will be as productive as those two guys. He will be as good as those two guys. And you're sitting there and you're Arizona at three. Telling me you're not taking Jahmyr.
I think they're gonna take him anyways, honestly. Like, I think Arizona feels like they would love Jeremiah Love on their team.
They've got James Conner, but man, another injury for him. The only problem Arizona has with taking a guy like Love, it's kind of like when the Jets took Breece Hall. Even if they're great at that position, if you don't feel like you have a chance to be back in it in the next couple of years, it's really hard to take Love.
No.
I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I mean, Love would make them better next year. There's no question. If it's Jacoby Brissett, Love makes that team with Marvin Harrison and Michael Wilson and Trey McBride, and you're looking at that and you're like, damn, that is an offense that plays.
Yeah.
But what if they do, what if they hand the keys to some rookie at some point? Then it's like, okay, would you be better to build up the defense? I'm with you. I say shove it in if you're the Cardinals, and I know the division they play in with Brissett, and just try to be one of the best offenses in football and see what happens. I'm with you there. I think he makes the most sense there, in fact. I'm sure the Titans are scared to death.
The Man, I would morning. Be if I'm the Titan. If I'm sitting here on Nashville talk radio this morning, I'm figuring out a way to trade to number three.
Oh, like, man, and the Cardinals would kill them in that trade. They would make that so expensive. Oh man, wouldn't you like to be the Cardinals holding that card? You would be like the biggest jerk fantasy player. Like no. Sorry, I would need another third.
I would sit there on draft day as soon as David Bailey or whoever gets taken two overall or Arvell Reese gets taken two overall. I would sit there and just call the Titans and just for 10 minutes, just like, just keep going. Just keep going. What do you got? You got 30 more seconds. Oh, man. Then you don't get them.
That'd be the worst to be the Titans in that boat. The Titans are just sitting here. Well, I wonder what the Titans' backup plan is because they have to have that in their head. He just makes so much sense to put him with Cam Ward. I mean, is your backup plan if you're the Titans to take like Carnell Tate, maybe something to help Cam Ward, right? Like maybe that, maybe they can live with that. Be like, yeah, we don't get Jeremiah Love, we'll just take one of these top receivers and be good.
Yeah, probably.
It'll be a fun draft for that reason. This will be as fascinating a Chiefs draft. I wasn't covering them as closely when they took Fisher one overall, so I don't know how much fun that was leading up to it, but. This is fun in the sense that it's the same as it normally is for the Chiefs. Normally with the Chiefs, we sit here with the draft and we're like, I have no idea who they're going to take, right? Because they're picking at 30 or 31 or 32. Now we have no idea who they're going to take and they're inside the top 10. It's totally, totally different amount of pressure on it. Like if they miss on this pick, what does that do to Brett Veach's reputation as a drafter?
It's not good. What if they miss on the pick and they're bad again?
Well, then we're having different conversations, unfortunately. But I think that's pretty unlikely. Pretty unlikely. Their offensive line has a chance to be so good next year with Walker. The only thing that would hold it back is Mahomes recovers slowly.
True.
I mean, their floor to me seems very high. Now, they could have an awful defense, but again, you got Spags there. Is it really going to be awful? Probably not. It might be average, but of course, if they actually run the ball, which they almost certainly will, that's going to help that defense too. I don't think they're getting this opportunity at 9 again, unless there's a Mahomes injury. Without Mahomes' injury, I don't think they'll pick inside the top 10 again in the next 6 years. I don't know how long Mahomes will play. But let's call it 6. And if you tell me Mahomes plays till he's 40 and is healthy the whole time, I'd tell you 10. I think this is such a rare opportunity for them. Maybe it's just bad timing on the year it is because everybody's so undecided on these players.
Yeah.
But there is so much pressure to get this right because you never, like teams like the Chiefs don't ever get this opportunity. These teams that are dynastic like that. I mean, the Bills, the Ravens, those kinds of teams that you just are like, man, they're always good. They never get to pick this high. During the Patriots run, how many high picks did the Patriots? They never got to pick up at the top of the draft ever. So you don't ever get the chance. It's a total unknown. I don't want to see him play it safe. I want to see him go big or go home. I want to see him trade up and draft Bailey or Reese. That's what I want to see. That's where I've landed.
Pick two.
But only at the cost of it costing you 29. If they can move up and take one of those two guys and it's pick 9 and 29 to get there, that's my now preferred best case scenario for the Chiefs. That's what I want to happen. That may be too much. That may be not enough. I don't know that. To move up that high, it's probably at least that much. So other than that, and take Jacob Rodriguez in the second round. Actually, I want the Cowboys to do that, but the Cowboys or the Chiefs. take Jacob Rodriguez in the second round. Where are the Cowboys picking the second round? If Jacob Rodriguez is sitting there in round two and the Cowboys pick 39, I believe, right before the Chiefs, oddly. If the Cowboys are there at 39 and Jacob Rodriguez is on the table, I am going to need to sprint to the sports books because Jerry Jones is not going to not draft that kind of player out of the Big 12 to the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Jacob Rodriguez is the most Dallas Cowboy prototype football player that there ever has been.
Yep.
If he's there at 39, the Cowboys, and I will have to remember to go bet that immediately if that scenario presents itself. Don't they? The books will do that, right? They'll say what player is getting drafted next or whatever.
You'll do something like that. You can do, I know in the past, they always do pick position. So you can say the 39th pick will be a linebacker and get pretty good odds on that. I got burned on that, I believe, with the Felix pick because I swore the Chiefs were going to take a wide receiver at that spot.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, they took a defensive lineman.
Yeah. They've taken lots of those and we're just like, okay, when's one going to take off? It's a hard pick. That's why Bailey and Reese become my, like, it's been so hard for the Chiefs to find one. Those two guys feel like they're going to be real good. So I would say go get one of them. You know, are they Myles Garrett? No. Are they that kind of prospect? No. But they both look a lot better than some of the chances the Chiefs have taken there. I can't wait for it. We're a week away. 1 week from the Chiefs picking in the top 10.
Starting to get excited. Are you starting to get there?
I am. Yeah, I am because it's like I am now, despite the lack of quarterbacks. The lack of quarterbacks has made this a hard draft to get hyped for. Like, there is no sexy.
I'm starting to get. We've been talking a lot about fantasy football. That's really getting my juices flowing. Ready to say, like, I need to see where Jeremiah Love is going to land right now.
He's in somewhere where he gets 20 carries a game, or 20 touches a game, we'll call it. He's going to get worked like Ashton Jeanty got worked, and hopefully has better line than Jeanty did. That's what's going to happen. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk to Tim Fitzgerald next about what he thinks of Casey Alexander's work so far in the portal. Don't go away.
Sports Radio KFH.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.